Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Well, of course, fair season is in full swing as the Oklahoma State Fair wrapped up last week in Oklahoma. Now onward to the Tulsa State Fair coming up in early October. The Tulsa State Fair has a legacy of offering young Oklahomans a chance to showcase all their hard work through 4-H and FFA projects. Brandy Herndon, agribusiness manager for the Expo Square in Tulsa, told us that there's going to be a couple of changes at the fair this year.
The Tulsa State Fair and the Tulsa State Fair Ringmasters are really excited to present the Night of Champions. This event is in lieu of the traditional junior livestock auction, and this transformative event will be fun, exciting, a great evening to celebrate and honor 150 of Oklahoma's 4-H and FFA youth who traditionally have made the sale, but now will make the stage as we select also the prestigious Grand and Reserve Grand Champions of the show.
The new event is set to replace the traditional junior livestock auction, Herndon said.
So let me just say first, too, the mission and goal still remains the same, and that's to reward the victorious individuals for their hard work and accomplishments. And it really has been a discussion with the Tulsa State Fair Ringmasters, I would say, for at least the last 5 years, as the traditional junior livestock auction in itself is a production. We were getting further and further removed from it being an actual traditional sale. And so we felt that this would be a great year to transform this event and make it more exciting and more inclusive, not only for the exhibitors, but for the donors as well.
Giving the event more wow factor has been in the works for the past 5 years, she said.
Obviously, the first and foremost goal is to reward the kiddos and honor them for all of their accomplishments. And I'm really excited to see the excitement in all these young people's face because we have an awesome event planned for them. But two, our donors have been the backbone of keeping this going for years and years. And we have some phenomenal donors that also deserve to be celebrated in the spotlight as well. And so we surely appreciate their partnership. And we've been visiting with them about this for a long time, as well as how we can organize, the backside of things as far as those monetary awards. So just really excited for this.
The Night of Champions is set to take place 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 6th. It'll be at the Ford Truck area at Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.